This week on Rain on Your Parade, we just have the biggest guest in podcast history, Jesus Christ. Welcome back, everybody, to Rain on Your Parade with JL Covan. I'm JL Covan, here as always with producer Mike. Hello, producer Mike.
Hi, JL. Hello, audience. How you doing? How you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
I got a new haircut, as you can see.
It looks good.
I grew out, like, I feel like whenever I go to the barber, every time you're watching a movie and a dude buzz cuts, it's because he's becoming like a white supremacist, or he's lost his mind, or he's about to like raid a village or commit an atrocity. And I always feel a little bit like that when I'm in the barber. I'm like, do they think something's wrong with me?
Yeah.
When I'm like, take it off. And then do I go on a watch list? Are they like, oh boy, what's this guy doing?
I think you only have to worry when you're doing the buzz straight down the middle of your head. Okay. I think that's when it gets, you're like, this guy's off the deep end.
Yeah. And if it's, I feel like it's the catch 22 is if I'm doing it in a barber shop, it's pretty legit.
Yeah.
If I'm doing it in a hotel bathroom then it's like, okay, this guy is going to a mall with a high powered rifle.
Right. Might want to call the FBI.
Indeed. Big news for the show. And by the way, for those keeping track at home, this technically doesn't count as my shirt for the episode because I'm going to be checking out mid episode.
Yes.
We have probably, I don't know if we could have a more impressive, important guest.
It took a lot of work to book him.
Yeah.
You should thank me, by the way. I worked my ass off to get this guy.
Mike, you know, on my Patreon, I talk a ton of shit about you.
Oh, is that right?
It's almost becoming offensive to the Patreon subscriber. I think I had a few people unsubscribe because they're like, anything else besides Mike Coscarelli slander?
Well, I'd love to hear that.
But this, you've earned your keep and then some.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Have you reached out to Steve Van Zandt?
Who? I'll tell you what, I'll give you an answer. Nah.
You fucking dick. He'd be the easiest guest to book. He's literally a fan of yours and he won't do it.
You know, you want to nurture these genuine ties. You don't always want to just be like hand out, like, come on.
It's like you haven't spent a minute in this business.
I haven't. I've maintained my purity. But so somebody will be taking over the show after the first break. So that's why this shirt would be a violation of my pledge to wear, except it's not really my episode this week.
That's right.
So you will see a different outfit on a different podcaster in about 10 to 15 minutes.
That's right.
What a great plug for the YouTube channel, everybody. We obviously appreciate everybody listening, but yeah, get on that YouTube. People have been doing a good job on the comments.
People have been doing a great job. And that is the thing. If you're watching this on YouTube, and why not? You know, obviously we have an audio product as well. So we appreciate it if you listen to both. But if you are watching on YouTube and you're enjoying the conversation, you should definitely leave some comments. You should like the video. Do these little things. The engagement goes a long way with the fucking stupid YouTube algorithm. We're sorry for offending algorithm. Please don't hurt us.
Calling the YouTube algorithm a fucking YouTube algorithm probably just throttled this episode.
Maybe. I don't know how long they scanned the episode for bad words about YouTube. But leave some comments. It's very fun also interacting with you guys. So having a conversation kind of in the comments is great. Leave comments about what we're talking about. If you have something to say, one of us will entertain them.
Yeah.
I can't promise it'll be me or JL, but you know.
But it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And if you're a listener, if you're a YouTube person first, well, then go leave a review on Spotify or Apple.
Right.
So you can help us out on both platforms. But please. This is going to be an episode, I think, that a lot of people are talking about.
It's going to be listen, we have a huge guest. It's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. Like by the end of this episode, Mike is probably going to be going, I can't believe I was like begging for Steve Van Zandt after the guest we just had.
Steve Van Zandt should be begging us.
Exactly. Nah. Anyway, a good friend of the show. He doesn't know it. We should get him as a guest. Roger Bart.
Oh, yes.
Who, for fans of the show, there was a time when I was going to a lot of Broadway shows. I've cooled that off. We're waiting to see if Victor Wembanyama wins Defensive Player of the Year, and then maybe we can get back into the theater ticket buying.
Yeah.
But at Back to the Future, it was all due respect to the overall horrible audience at MJ the Musical, but it was a singular incident of theater misconduct at Back to the Future, the musical, when a woman raised her hand to ask Broadway legend Roger Bart, playing Doc Brown, if he could move the prop so that she could see it. And we praised, well, I praised him and you backed it up, but yes, the look Roger Bart gave this woman. Murder.
Yeah.
Nothing short of, I want to come out there and I want to strangle you to death.
Yep.
And he took a breath because he's a pro and he moved on with the show. But he's been nominated for Best Feature Actor in a Musical. And I think it's, I think there are two reasons, because he is an elite guy on Broadway. And because we at this podcast got the word out that this isn't just an acting talent. This is a warrior for Broadway etiquette.
We gave him the bump.
We did. I mean, if Shogun were musical theater, it would be Roger Bart looking at the woman in the audience like Tora Naga, please.
Yes.
And saying, raise your hand during my musical performance. And he would have sliced her entire party.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
He would have seconded her entire party that she was with.
And wiped the blade clean so it didn't rust.
While Marty McFly is just gets back on his skateboard. So,
I didn't think you had to do that, Roger. That was an attempt at Marty McFly. Very bad. Only one of us in this room can do impressions.
Oh, God. Jack. That was a weird thing about Back to the Future, the musical, though, because the guy, the lead actor, basically chose, Roger Bart did not try to do Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah.
He just did his own thing.
Yeah.
But the lead actor basically was doing a solid Michael J. Fox impression, which is a weird choice. Because we know that. Just, you got the freedom to do your own thing. And why would you want to do something that you're never going to out Michael J. Fox, the role of Marty McFly?
Right.
So.
Right.
Anyway. So we're just happy for him. But I think, I'm trying to think if there's anything else to report. There was some concern about my gambling from last episode.
I don't know if the audience felt the way that I did, but that, you know, yeah, I had concern, I guess. And then you came in immediately and we were like, well, what? And then I made this parlay on my own. And you were trying to defend your gambling.
Well, I'm going to say this right now, because I know there was some concern. I did look at my bank account after this weekend and didn't realize how many withdrawals I had made
on DraftKings.
FanDuel.
FanDuel, okay.
Or DraftKings, whoever wants to sponsor us.
Whoever gets
Caesars,
the money first.
MGM,
yes.
ESPN Bet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
Don't matter.
In fact, I am looking at the MGM. I think I could get 1,500 bet, a first bet match.
Well, then you should definitely take it.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, because then I can bet 1,500, but if I lose it, I get one more bet at 1,500.
Right.
And if I lose that, then I have problems. But it was just, I was like, oh, I think I took out like 300, but I'd taken out like 500.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a sign when you lose track of it. So as I've said, if Victor Wembanyama wins Defensive Player of the Year, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
You're flush.
I'm in the money.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem.
Yeah.
And if Rudy Gobert wins Defensive Player of the Year, I only have a little bit of a problem.
Right.
So I think that there's nothing, guys, this is we've been teasing it and you've already probably seen the title. There's really nothing else. You know, we sometimes do a lengthy banter and it's fun, or sometimes we're really stalling for time. Fuck it. We're going to take a break right now, because when we come back, we've got Republican Jesus.
Oh.
Peace be unto you, viewers and listeners of Rain on Your Parade. I am Republican Jesus. Happy to be here to talk with you today. Hello, Michael.
Hi, Jesus. How you doing?
Republican Jesus.
Oh, you want to be? Okay, got it. I'm sorry. Hi, Republican Jesus. How you doing?
Very good. You know, I was just happy to come into the studio. I want to talk about a lot of issues and misunderstandings about, you know, who people think I am.
Yeah.
And
so what do you think the misunderstandings are? Do you think that is it like a faith-based thing? Is it your message? Is it your look?
I think sometimes it's my accent.
Okay.
You know, because this isn't even my fucking accent, bro. I'm from fucking Texas, y'all.
Whoa. No, no shit. Really?
This isn't your grandma's or your woke Pope's Jesus, okay, brother? This is Republican Jesus, the truth and the light.
Yeah.
Okay? And by the way, that light is powered by good old-fashioned American oil. So the point is, I was doing a little bit of that Middle Eastern thing because there's a lot of misconceptions about Jesus. And that's why I feel like I now have to go by my full name. Republican Jesus Horatio Christ.
Right.
And first off, I know I don't sound like it. I'm Jewish, Mike.
I would have never guessed.
I'm Jewish.
They always said that about you, but after having a quick conversation with you, I figured, you know.
I got what they call big goy energy, okay? But I'm a Jew. You can check after the show if you want.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
But the point is, and aren't you one of my brethren?
I am, yeah. The only thing that I felt like, you know, we had in common as Jews is that you're a bit sneaky.
No, well, you know, that's the misconception. Oh, is it? Actually not sneaky. It's no magic tricks going on here.
Okay.
Okay? I don't have to do water into wine. I walk in with a box of wine like a classy fella.
Right, right, right. All class.
But the point is, people don't seem to understand, as a Jew, you know this, we're kind of known for our humor, okay?
Yeah.
Shout out to my brother Seinfeld fighting the woke brigade.
Right, yeah.
Okay, PC police, not here.
Right.
Okay. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar, unto God what is God's. Ain't nothing left for the wokes, okay? That's scripture, brother. So the point is, it's been a lot of misconceptions because I dropped a lot of humor in the Bible.
Right.
People don't think of it as that funny a book.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Well, because, you know, people don't get the jokes anymore. We've gone too woke.
Right.
You know, we got a woke pope in Rome. No, thank you.
Right.
And for instance, maybe you never heard this one. Easier for a camel to get through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. How stupid. People thought that was serious. I love rich people. Okay. How else is God going to show you you're doing a good job? Unless he's showering you with money.
Right.
With bitches.
Right. Sure.
And with tithes. You got to do the tithes at the church as well.
Yeah.
You know, a little, hey, when you win your March Madness pool, Mike, don't you tip the guy out who runs the pool?
Yeah, I guess you are supposed to do that. Yeah.
That's what a tithe is.
Yeah.
Just, hey, I set the whole fucking thing up. Hook me back up with my cut.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, meek inheriting the earth. How's that working for you, meek? Not too well, I guess. So I just want to realize, because we got two types of Christians going on right now.
Yeah.
We got your woke Christians who are talking about the poor, talking about, you know, sacrifice and, you know, helping your fellow man. And then we got what I like to call kick-ass Christians.
Okay.
Who are getting money. Getting women,
yeah,
having fun, praising the Lord,
yeah,
and being patriots for my favorite country on earth, the United States of America.
Where you're from.
Where I'm from.
Right.
So it's just important. And I thought, what better platform than the Rain on Your Parade podcast with its millions of listeners?
Yeah.
Joe Rogan can wait.
Right.
Than to come on and spread the real message of Republican Jesus.
So what is the real message? Have I been missing that?
Love your neighbor.
Okay.
If she's hot.
Right. Of course. And yeah, right. I agree. But not if she's not hot. You don't love them. You don't love them.
Well, if I loved them, Mike, don't you think they'd be hot?
Did you get a lot of chicks in your day?
Let me tell you something about Mary Magdalene.
Yeah, they only talk about one.
Well, Mary Magdalene, you know, they said, you can't make a hoe a housewife. I made a hoe a saint. Okay? So I think that's a little harder. Okay? Rappers.
Yeah.
Okay? Who actually, I'm a country fan, as you could probably pick out.
Of course you are.
Not right. Big on the hip hop, so I'm not as big on the gold crosses with the, I like the hoes.
They call them Jesus pieces.
Yeah, I'm not. I mean, they look like they look good.
Let's they look honest. Good. Right. They look,
they're pretty fire.
They're great.
But
you know, those guys are black, and that's not your thing.
Well, I hung out with a bunch of brown guys in the Middle East on vacation, spreading the word because you know I'm from Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
But the idea is, what are we talking about? The message.
The message.
The message.
Yeah.
It's about love, but it's also about recognizing who's best mm-hmm. and who's got the juice and who's got the power.
Uh-huh.
Because do you think that's a coincidence? Woke Pope, charitable foundations. Do you think it's a coincidence that the hotties with the bodies and the Maseratis, you don't think they're blessed? You think that's a coincidence?
I as a poor kid, it always felt like a blessing to see people that had a lot of things. But I don't know. I mean, I thought that your message was always about inner peace and being kind to other people and looking past a lot of that stuff. You're saying that's all wrong.
It's not that it's wrong. That's just not the focus.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. We want to be nice to people.
So wait. Let me stop. How did the message get so lost then? Your original message, the real message. What happened? Who fucked it up along the way?
Well, as you know, I had to go away for a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And but now you're back.
Like a messed up game of telephone. Well, now I'm back.
Yeah.
Guess who's back?
Yeah.
Back again.
Jesus back.
Jesus back.
Republican.
Oh, bars.
Yeah.
So over time, you've had a lot of people sending different messages.
Yeah.
And they get confused. And I had to go away for a while. So I couldn't clarify the record. I was trying to.
Right.
You know, like during the Inquisition, I was like, just become Christians.
Right.
What's the problem?
And it was frustrating to you that they would rather get pulled apart by horses than become Christians.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of insulting to me if you think about it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're right.
It's like, hey, want everlasting life and some money and some chicks? No?
Right. Yeah, stupid. Stupid, stupid Jews and Muslims.
You know, just, we don't want to attack. You know, this is my chance to give them another opportunity.
Yeah.
Because as you know, I see what's going on in Gaza.
Yeah.
I'm not blind to that.
How could you be?
You know, that's a tough, that there is a dilemma.
Yeah.
Because Israel's got to defend itself, but maybe they're going to, I can't. Fuck Israel all the way. Come on, man. You think, come on. I couldn't keep a straight face with that. I'm Republican Jesus.
Yeah, I know.
But I think we have to love with strength, you know, because there's been too much of that meek shit.
Yeah.
You know, there's too much emphasis on, like, that was like, I think I might have been drunk on my own wine.
Yeah.
Because does that make sense? The meek inheriting the earth? Does that look like it's happening?
No, it does not. I would not call Vladimir Putin meek. I would not call Bibi Netanyahu meek.
Oh, my boy, BB.
Your boy, BB. I would not call Elon Musk meek. These are the guys that are kind of taking shit over.
And it's true. And, you know, oh, yes, blessed are the peacemakers. How's the peace going?
Not great.
Not great. Do they seem blessed?
They don't. I guess the only peace you can rely on is the one in your waist strap, right?
Well, that's true. You can ask Mary Magdalene about that. But yeah, no, I got a lot of, I mean, you asked before, did I get a lot of chicks? Of course I got a lot of chicks.
Like who?
Jezebella.
Okay.
Esther. Big old titties.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're in New York, man.
Yeah.
How am I not going to be a fan of the busty tribes women, if you know what I mean?
I do, yeah.
They're all over this city.
I know, I'm with you, man.
You think I'm going to, you think... I gotta be honest with you, Mike. I don't even really give a shit about Israel.
Oh no.
But you walk around this city and you see the blessings that the chosen women have.
Yeah.
I will defend that with my life again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there will be peace in the Middle East. But you know.
You love big tits.
Love them.
Yeah.
Let's get, you know, they didn't put that in the Bible. Jesus is a tit man.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Because they said you washed feet. They said you were a feet guy. But you're telling me that you're a tits guy?
Let me tell you something. Those creeps with the Jesus washed feet.
Yeah.
That was how you cleaned back in the day.
That was it.
Okay. If you made a Jesus ad 2,000 years from now, you'd be like, Jesus uses a washcloth and some moisturizer. Like, it's just what cleaning is in our day. It was, you focused on the feet.
Right.
But no, I mean, you can't make a Super Bowl ad that says, Jesus sucked tits. But when I go to a strip club, no, I'll say
you
it
can't,
right now.
I guess you can't.
When I go
I
to a strip
club,
Mike,
I guess you can't.
Mike,
make
the
that
Lord
Super
speaking.
Bowl ad. I'm sorry.
When I go to a strip club, I hate those ones where it's all the athletic thin chicks doing like gymnastics routines.
Yeah.
Like, I want to go, you know, heavy hangers.
Yeah. I got you. If this was a Jesus, that if I knew you like this when I was a kid, I might have not become an agnostic.
Well, why do you think, God bless you, by the way, I don't know who spared this message. Do you notice the people who know me, who know Republican Jesus, don't they seem like real religious folk? They're never stopped talking about me.
They don't. That's the thing. That's why it's so strange, Jesus, Republican Jesus, excuse me, full name. Because they don't seem like Christ-like people. And I guess that maybe we've had the message wrong the whole time. And these people like Donald J. Trump and
Goat.
These people. Well, I wouldn't consider him very Christ-like, but you're apparently telling me that he, you know, a guy like that is a super religious Christian.
Donald J. Trump.
Yeah.
And we'll get to him in a little bit.
Sure.
Is so much closer to what I like than what the wokes think.
Right.
And the radical left and the, you know, the sort of holy rollers.
Okay.
I don't care for them.
Sure.
Donald Trump is living a truly Christ-like life in these streets.
Yeah. Okay.
So
can I ask you then? I had a question for you. And I guess it might be the right time to ask, I think, and at this point in the interview, since this has become an interview. Since we're on the subject, if you had to think about today in modern times, since we got the message so wrong, who would you say are your top five Christians?
That's a great question. And I already know them. I know them right here.
I figured you would know.
And I know them right here.
Yeah.
And I know him down here as well.
In your neds, yeah.
Okay? That's the true Holy Spirit.
Of course.
Okay? Yeah, if you want to know the true sign of the cross, it's... But nobody wants to talk about that.
No.
You know, he washes feet. That's what they want to talk about. Right. Get out of here.
Right.
All right, well, my number five Christian. Easy one at five. Pastor Greg Locke.
Mm.
This is a guy, if you look him up on YouTube, this guy, he didn't take no shit.
No.
Okay, this is a guy who's not afraid to call Democrats demons, baby killers, Constitution haters. And that's what you need.
Right.
None of that, like, you know, I was always bothered, and I know this is going to ruffle some feathers, tough titties.
Yeah, anti-woke. You're anti-woke.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Uh-oh.
Was a hardcore Christian behind the scenes. The FBI wiretaps have all the evidence on that.
I thought he was a pretty religious guy out in the street, too.
He was in the sheets, he was laying pipe, and it wasn't always Coretta. And I said, but then he'd get out there and talk about love my enemy, love my... And I'm going, what the hell do I have to put you through for you to start kicking some ass? You're tapping ass, kicking none of it.
Yeah.
Greg Locke is an ass kicker.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, not to mention he divorced his first wife, marries his wife's best friend. That's game recognizing game.
And that's pretty Christian, huh?
Under Republican, because we forgive, remember.
Right.
You always got that get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
Boom. Like when a cop pulls you over and you got one of them like, oh, it's okay, my cousin's a police
PBA
officer.
Cards?
Go Rangers, by the way. You just
you got a PBA card?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got the ultimate PBA card.
Right.
Okay. So Greg Locke is tough as nails. We need guys like him. Enough with your Martin Luther King Jr.'s. We need more Greg Locks in the church.
Okay.
Okay. Number four.
Number four.
We continue the toughness. Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Okay. So tell me why then. Because I, you know.
She's tough.
She's tough.
She loves me.
Right.
Tried to suck my dick at her gym.
Well. I don't have much else to add to that. But I'm just listening at
you
this
know,
point.
Wash feet, suck dick. How about that? Oh, and the God. Point is, well, no. Okay? Because she is spreading the word, and the word is legs, and it's at her gym. Okay? And what better way to bring people into the fold than to let them inside you?
I don't know. Good point.
She is a warrior in the streets.
Yep.
And a complete freak in the sheets.
Yeah.
And that is the real gospel.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
But she's ugly. So she couldn't get higher than four.
Okay.
Looks, I mean, she ain't that blessed.
Right.
Let's be honest. Right. If you've seen those toes.
She's just willing.
For a second, I thought she was one of them satanic goats. She had like hoofs.
Yeah.
Not great, but she proved me wrong. Okay. Yeah. I'm not infallible. He above me is infallible. I am simply he in man form. Mm-hmm. Pretty much an alpha man.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
Real quick. How many push-ups can you do?
Infinite.
A lot. Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. I just wasn't sure. They always said you had that swimmer's body, but you just look a little, I don't know if you're packing on mass. You look a little.
I don't know if you heard, but Donald J. Trump is running for president, and we need to be like. I'm more in a Hemsworth Thor
is
phase
that right?
Right now.
That's what this is.
You know, I'm not going Patrick Swayze Roadhouse right now. That's classic Jesus. We are in the end times. Breaking news, by the way, for Rain on Your Parade. End times announced here
right now.
Well, starting.
All right, I'll clip this and make sure
this is
out.
The kickoff.
Yeah,
let everybody know. Donald Trump is on the front lines.
Yep.
And I said, well, I'm not letting my boy DJT go out there without some backup.
Right.
You know?
So that's why you're getting swole.
Isn't that what he said in Infinity War? To your left, Cap?
To your left. Yeah, yeah.
To your left, DJT. And all of a sudden, I show up.
Because I was going to say, it just looks like, the Lamb of God is delicious and you've been enjoying a lot of it.
That's a high protein diet.
I'm sure. Okay.
The Lamb of God. All right? You got to eat that liver too. The liver of God, actually, even higher protein than iron.
Right.
You know, but no, I'm sorry. The woke Christians might be on that vegan shit.
Yeah.
Not me.
Right. Okay.
If I'm saying it's okay to eat me, how in the fucking Sam hell am I going to be vegan?
Right. I get you.
Unreal. Unreal. How you got Christians out here saying, oh, plant-based. Then you are an abomination, brother. You ain't living right. Because you can't eat the body of Christ if you're vegan then.
That's right.
I'll tell you what, Mary Magdalene wasn't no vegan neither. Anyway. I'm going to tell you, you want to know number three?
Yeah, I'd love to know number three.
Let me tell you something. If I decide to start this whole thing over, this might be my new Mary Magdalene.
Okay.
A little congresswoman from Colorado. By the name of Lauren Boebert.
Oh yeah, we've talked about her on this show. We like her. The other guy that hosts usually JL.
Yeah, he ain't gonna do nothing about it.
Yeah,
I'm about that life.
Right. You like her more than Marjorie Taylor Greene?
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene's like the junkyard dog that I like chain outside to keep my property safe.
Oh God.
Lauren Boebert's like the chick I chain to my bedpost and have fun with.
Jesus, you're revolting.
Well, it's a revolution. I was a revolutionary figure. Even Martin Luther King said that. All right? Even your woke favorite preacher Christian said that.
Yeah.
But the point is, she is clearly blessed. I mean, let me tell you something. Everybody wants to talk shit about Lauren Boebert.
Yeah.
Have you seen that woman's body? Four kids?
She's an attractive lady.
That is, you know, we don't do that for everybody.
Right.
You know, we play a game up in heaven.
Oh, so this was a blessing from you.
Of course it was a blessing. How'd you like a flat stomach and a nice rack, even though you're four kids and now she's a grandmother?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen for everybody.
No, that's true. Do you feel conflicted being the person giving out the blessing and then going and, you know, hitting on these women?
it's not a conflict of interest.
It's not.
It's a doubling of interest. I'm interested in their welfare.
Yeah.
And I'm interested in them on another level.
You're interested in your welfare also.
Well, I mean, I gotta be. I'm Jesus.
Right.
Without me, what is there?
I'm just trying to keep track of
and
all
I'm
of
Republican
the...
Jesus, because there's a branding problem right. Like we've been talking about.
I'm sorry.
Regular Jesus is probably out there, you know, handing out flowers to protesters on both sides,
yep.
Trying to lay on hands, bring people back from the dead, preach peace. No, thank you.
Not your style.
Now, number two.
Yep.
This guy. He probably thought he was going to be number one. He had a strong case for it. My man, Joel Osteen. Second best Christian.
Well, before we get to number one, do you want to give me a little on Joel Osteen? Controversial figure.
I don't know why. Have you ever heard the dude speak?
I have, but he's a crook. He's hiding money all over the place.
He's dressed like a mobster, but he's got a velvet tongue. He's like a beautiful motivational speaker. People love him.
Yeah.
He's like my press secretary. He puts the shiny, he talks that prosperity gospel. Like he knows.
Yeah.
You know, the more jets I have, the more blessed I am.
Yeah.
That's just basic theology.
Yeah.
And he's a Texas guy. You know, I'm not going to pretend like I'm not a little biased.
Yeah.
Houston, Lakewood. Put them L's up. This is what we do. We say, Lakewood, Osteen. Guys, that guy's a killer. He's awesome.
Sure is. All right. I've waited long enough. Who's number one?
I mean, there's only one. You know, you got to know who it is. Take a guess. It's Donald J. Trump.
Number one.
Number one Christian.
That's not who I would have guessed at all.
Who would
He's number one to you?
Number one. There's no... Donald Trump has lived the playboy life. He's enjoyed the fruits and the blessings we've given him. We don't like people who don't enjoy the blessings we get. These ungratefuls, we call them up in heaven.
Uh-huh.
Who go, oh, thank you. I will give this away to charity. You'll do what? Oh, I'm sorry. Should your $1 million have come with a gift receipt so you could return it? The fuck out of here.
So it's true. You really don't like the meek.
The meek will inherit these nuts. It makes no sense. If I give you the blessings, then use them. I call them gift receipt Christians.
Yeah.
The ones who say, I have been so blessed. Let me give it away. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump, he didn't give anything away.
No, he doesn't.
He's used my blessings to the maximum. He has, he did so much for the cause of pro-life by getting rid of Roe v. Wade. You know, he's also pro Second Amendment, which.
What does that have to do with being Christian?
Oh, what does that have to do with being Christian?
Yeah.
In the garden of, I think it was Gethsemane, who gives a shit at this point, it was 2,000 years ago, but my boy, Peter,
yeah.
The Rock, and we got to talk to Dwayne Johnson, because I don't like that The Rock is Peter. St. Peter is The Rock.
Okay.
Not Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Just let's get that clear.
Okay. All right.
You know, The Rock that I build WWE on, not the same as The Rock upon which I built this church.
Yeah.
He brought a sword and like tried to defend me. And I was like, nah, bro, that ain't what we're doing here. I gotta play possum and get up on that cross. But when we come back, swords everywhere. Cause men were fighting. They got their warning. And what's better than a sword, brother? Motherfucking AR-15.
And you had one?
No, I don't have. I'm Jesus, man. I don't need get. I'm basically Neo from the Matrix with abs.
So you can dodge bullets.
In the words of my boy Morpheus, I don't have to. I do this move. Neo learned that from me. I just go boom, stop them.
And Neo learned.
They just drop dodging bullets. That's amateur shit.
Yeah.
So Donald Trump is pro gun. Because he knows the battle is now.
Yep.
You know, like you get, it's kind of like a Lord of the Rings thing. Like the first one's kind of a setup, but then you get that Two Towers battle. We're at that Two Towers battle right now.
Helm's Deep.
So deep, put her ass to sleep. Love Ice Cube, by the way.
Surprising, but okay.
No, he's good. He's a good rapper, and he's down with Trump.
I thought you like country music, though.
I make some exceptions.
Okay. All right.
But, so yeah, DJT, I mean, he knows he's pro-life. He's pro-gun. He's pro- using the blessings he'd been given. That is, and he's a leader. And he's fighting for Christians. He's too busy fighting for Christians to go to church. Do you know how good a Christian you need to be that you don't even have time to go to church? You're too busy doing the work.
Right.
So, you know, he's the man. Now, we got a sponsor.
Finally.
Well, I brought them.
Right.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
And once again, blessed with sponsors. Not going to keep them to myself.
Of course.
So
that's very Christ-like of you. And I appreciate that. We need the money.
Everything I do is Christ-like.
Yeah.
Guess why?
Because you're Christ.
Because I'm Republican Jesus.
Good. Right. Good. Fair point.
So
who's this sponsor? This is a big news.
I got an ad read here.
Okay.
So sorry, I'm not going to be, you know, I want to do professional.
Yeah.
You know, a deal's a deal.
I like it. Yeah.
Hey, fellas, these left-wing bitches making you go soft will resurrect your dick tonight with Hims. Call right now or go online and get your supply of dick pills from Hims. They'll make you so big and strong, consent won't even matter. Hims, use the promo code RepublicanJesus to get 25% off your dick pill order. Thank you, Hims. Back to the show.
Good read. You looking for work?
I mean, I got it. Like, this is the thing. This is why I'm so busy, Mike.
Yep.
Why it took me so long to come back.
Uh-huh.
I literally have all the gifts.
Right.
And I wouldn't be living my truth if I ignored those gifts. So I got to use them all the time.
Right.
So could I be the world's greatest voiceover ad read guy? Yes,
right.
I am.
Yeah.
But I got other things I got to do.
Are you great at everything? Like if I said... For example, you know, if I gave you a scalpel and you had to do surgery, could you do that successfully?
Quote Morpheus, I don't have to. I don't know if you heard. Don't know if you heard, Mike. You ever heard of a guy named Lazarus?
Yes.
He didn't so much need surgery as in he was dead.
Yeah, he needed to be revived. That's a good point.
So, yeah, I can do surgery. Jesus Christ.
Sorry for asking.
No, it's fair. It's a fair question.
I have you here. I feel like I have to get as much information out of you as possible because the message was so wrong all these years. You're talking eons of human life and belief and, religion just wrong. We have to set the record straight.
This is probably the most important episode of any podcast.
It is.
Let alone Rain on Your Parade with right. That fucking tool.
This it's like
by the way, I love Vinny.
Yeah.
I listened to a couple episodes because you know you gotta be prepared.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I listened, you know, guess what speed I listened to them on?
Regular speed?
Instantaneous. My iPod has that option.
Because it's your blessing.
Zoom.
Yeah.
Got it. Listen to the whole season. And the thing about
what did you think of the baseball episode?
You know, there's a reason I've been fucking that sport over for the last couple of decades. You know, that ain't by accident. You don't go from the national pastime to who?
Yeah.
Without me playing a little bit of a role in that. And I had to argue with my dad.
Yeah.
Because he's old school.
Oh, he likes baseball.
I mean, he's been around, you know, he calls the Big Bang the first home run.
Right.
He's that big a baseball fan. And I said, Pops, it's about MMA, brother.
Yeah, right.
MMA is where it's at. Speaking of which, what if I formed, I know you got Slickback Studios and I like what you're doing with it.
Thank you.
But obviously I'm looking to get incorporated in my home state of Texas.
Yep.
You know, just... more business friendly, as you may know.
Yeah, yeah.
And I want to see if I can get a nice podcast network with some real dudes.
Okay.
Rogan.
Right.
the Tate brothers.
Yeah.
Those guys rock.
You're a fan of the Tates?
Andrew and Tristan.
You think they're like cool guys?
I mean, they're great guys.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, rich fighters.
Yeah.
You know, have a way with women.
they certainly have a way with women.
So what's not to like? And there's this guy, I don't know if you ever seen him. You should look him up. Justin Waller. This is okay. Another dude. He's like in their crew. He's uh-huh. like the Tobey Maguire to their DiCaprio.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They're like bro.
The pack. Pussy posse.
Yeah. This is more like the no consent posse.
Ugh.
Oh, no. It's okay. It's pretty cool. They ask for forgiveness after.
Oh, all right. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Done.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you a question because in heaven, I do a podcast.
Yeah.
And we play a game. And it's called, you know, my followers, my closest five, we call them apostles.
Okay.
And I have a game. It's called Apostle or a Pussy.
Okay.
So I want to test your knowledge. See if we're on the same page.
Okay.
Joe Biden, apostle of Jesus.
Yeah.
Or a pussy.
Pussy.
All right. That's correct.
Nice.
Because you know what the problem is? People don't seem to understand this, Mike.
Yeah.
Prayer is annoying as fuck.
Sure is, yeah.
I'm always, oh my God, well, shut it off.
You mean it's annoying for you because you're constantly getting.
I mean, it's just like, you know, take out the phone. It's like, oh good, another 4 billion notifications. It's right. been 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Joe Biden always praying.
Yeah.
Goes to church once a week. It's like, handle your shit, bro.
Yeah.
You know who never bothers me with prayers? Like, ever?
Hunter?
Trump.
Oh, okay.
Even Hunter. Because, he's not as bad as Pops.
You like Hunter. Hunter's
yeah,
your guy.
Yeah, but, you know, he always, every, like, 2 years, he's in fucking rehab looking for a higher power.
Right, okay.
And it's like, oh, Hunter, I thought we finally had an arrangement.
Right.
And then he's back in, you know, I give myself, I don't need, stop.
So Hunter is almost an disciple. He's just not a true.
Apostle.
Right. Apostle. What did I say, disciple?
You said disciple.
Yeah, I guess I made a word up, huh?
That's okay. You know, maybe, hey, ass-ciple is what I call Mary Magdalene.
Oh.
Anyway.
Agoo.
I got another one for you.
Yeah, hit me.
Mike Pence.
Gotta be a pussy.
Total pussy. Biggest yeah. pussy there is.
Big pussy.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Why? You tell me why.
Always praying. Got no backbone. It's not that I mind all the prayers, but like, here's a good example.
Tell me. Yeah.
When my boy Andrew Tate.
Yeah, your boy.
Was praying. Please don't let the cops in Hungary find out what I've been doing to these chicks. And I said, that's a prayer. That's a prayer.
Yeah.
But Pence is always like, give me the strength, Lord. Shut up. You ain't got no strength.
Yeah.
You ever see that dude in the weight room?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing. No shoulders.
All right. So I got, here's a good one for you.
Well, just one more question on Pence. Is it like very Christian of him, or is it just kind of like gay that he like won't be in a room with another woman unless his wife is in the room with him?
It's actually both.
Okay.
I know what that dude's really thinking.
What's he thinking?
He is gay.
Oh. Oh.
But once again, this is going to shock you because I'm a little bit of a libertarian. I know I'm Republican, Jesus. Don't tell my Republican base.
Yeah.
A little bit of libertarian streak.
Uh-huh.
If I make you gay, ain't that's like being a kid in a candy store.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't mean to denigrate, you know, my gay children.
Right.
But man, they make me look celibate.
Yeah.
They are just out there.
So you like the gays because they're fucking a lot.
Well, they don't have to, but they just go, let's go for it.
Yeah.
They're game.
And you like that.
They're game.
That's
and they're
masculine
gay.
To you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Mike Pence is sitting there pretending to be straight, but not going to Pound Town. Even, Hey, I'd even give him a pass if he was just getting down at truck stops, like old school.
Right.
But he ain't even doing that.
Right. With some sort of shame.
Oh, you know, we can deal with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now I got a good one.
Yeah.
Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets.
Apostle, I guess.
I know that was a tough one, but he is an apostle.
I didn't know that he was religious at all.
He ain't.
Oh.
But he's out here doing his thing.
Yeah. With the horses and you like that.
He's got horses. He's killing it in the NBA. And yeah. I'll never forget that time. I hated the Morris twins.
Oh, sure.
Hated them. And he knocked that one the fuck out.
Yeah.
And I said,
you didn't think it was a cheap shot?
Hey. It's okay.
That's just the way it is sometimes.
That's the way it is sometimes. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you gotta hit a bully in the lower back when they're turned around.
Yeah.
And now I got one more for you.
Tell me.
And this is going to be a special one for the podcast. Mike Coscarelli.
Apostle. Definitely not a pussy.
Jury's out.
Oh, Jesus. Republican Jesus. Come on. Why am I a pussy?
No. I didn't say. I said, I want you to go forth from this moment on and prove to me. And I've had a vision.
Uh-huh.
And one of the ways you can prove your strength to Republican Jesus, more clips of Rain on Your Parade. The people, I hear it. They're in my head praying constantly. They're like, where's the content? So, but you're on the right path.
Thank you.
Okay. You're on the right path.
Thank you.
You know, but I'd like to see a little bit more of like mid-20s guys we fucked. Mike Coscarelli out in these streets.
That guy's gone. I would like to see more of that too.
Get him back. I see he is within you. All right. Well, that's been Apostle or a Pussy. It's a very popular game in heaven.
I can see why, yeah.
Now, are you curious about... There's two things I got left on my list to talk about before we get out of here.
Only two?
Just two.
Okay.
Let the people see me.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of a woman named Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, she's a favorite of the show. Of the network, actually. Other shows have brought Sydney Sweeney up, too.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That is my future wife.
Oh, yeah? She's engaged, isn't she? To Glenn Powell, right?
No. That get up on your pop culture, young man. That was a setup.
Okay.
Because the movie sucked.
Okay.
That was an abomination. I saw that movie, Anyone But You, and I said, hell no. And it tanked first weekend. But Sydney Sweeney is so remarkable and so blessed. She said to that Glenn Powell fella, let's pretend like we're doing like we're a thing and we'll get people talking and they'll want to see the movie. That's what she did. That's a clever woman.
Oh, is that what? So they're not actually involved.
They are not.
Oh,
it's pretty clever.
Yeah, it is clever.
She took what she's got.
Yeah.
She is blessed.
Yeah.
And she used it. And I thought, what do you think? Now she ain't keeping Powell, Sydney Powell's disgusting. Sydney Sweeney. She ain't keeping Sweeney, obviously. But do you think Sydney Christ is a good name? Because I don't play that maiden name. I mean, I'm a little more modern, but I, you know.
What about Sydney Christ Sweeney?
Absolutely not.
No hyphen?
How am I going to hang out with Andrew and Tristan Tate as Jesus, Republican Jesus, and I got my wife, hot as she is, walking around with her previous name? You might as well, instead of crucifying Christ, you'll castrate Christ if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's even worse. So Sydney Sweeney it is. And last thing, do you want to know who I'm endorsing for president?
I mean, I can take a guess based off of the conversation we've already had. But yeah, tell me.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
No.
Bombshell.
Why?
I'm a big Curb Your Enthusiasm fan.
Okay.
Okay. Didn't care for this new woke season where he's mocking our election laws in Georgia.
Yeah.
But Cheryl Hines, you know, she's from and Bobby Kennedy Jr. All due respect, Trump is the best Christian.
Yeah.
But who's the best presidential candidate? I think it's Bobby Kennedy Jr. Dude's swole at 69. And he's 69.
Sick.
Bro. So I'm endorsing Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of Bobby Kennedy. And let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The Kennedys fucked.
That's true.
So.
They fucked a few women to death. Literally.
Well, that's how they do it.
Yeah.
That's how an alpha does it.
Right.
Okay. So I endorse Bobby Kennedy Jr. But the point is, everybody who's watching this right now, some of them are going, this gimmick went on way too long.
You think so?
And I say to them, get thee behind me, Satan. I am spreading the true word, the true gospel, saving souls, tapping ass, Republican Jesus. So thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming by, Republican Jesus.
I mean, I can already see in your eye, you're probably not going to have me back.
We'll see.
Okay. Maybe election time. You want an update?
Yeah.
But the point is, everybody, go out there. Don't listen. Don't read the Bible. I didn't write that.
Yeah.
That was like some secondhand. They just were like.
That's like a tabloid.
They were like, it was the Inquirer. It's right. Basically a catch and kill.
Yeah. Right.
Which is what they did to me, to be honest.
Right.
It's basically a catch and kill.
Yeah.
What I'm telling you here is truth. Republican Jesus from Corpus Christi, Texas, yeah. Obviously.
Right.
Go out there. Enjoy yourself. Be strong. Get a gun. Have great sex. And, you know, be like Trump. Too busy to go to church.
Right.
That's when you know you're living that Christ lifestyle.
Yeah.
When you can't squeeze in church because you're doing too much work.
Yeah.
And if any of you give to charity, don't come asking me for anything.
Yeah.
All right. Republican Jesus out.
I think we'll take a quick break and we'll come back and I'll see if I can get JL back.
And we're back. Mike. How was the break? I'm sorry I had to leave.
Yeah, you missed that whole segment with Republican Jesus.
How was it?
Yeah, a little long.
All right, well, it's good. It's, you know what? I feel good because if Republican Jesus can't get a good mark from you, then I'm in good company.
So, no, it was good. It was good. It was good. It was good.
That's good to know. That's good to know. Jesus knows what's in your heart. I'm not going to do a punch down of the week because from what I was told over the break, Jesus kind of did a decent amount of just general punching down.
Really? It's a lot that I was not expecting to hear from that guy, but yes. Yeah. A lot of punch downs.
But I think it's pretty cool that like, if from what I understand, I'll see it when it goes up.
Yeah.
But it just seems like, I mean, getting the teachings of Christ from Christ is pretty,
I can see why they killed good. Him.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, what if he was like less Republican back in the day and maybe the killing, you know how they say a liberal who, you know, a conservative who doesn't become more, if you don't start out a liberal, you have no heart. And if you don't become a conservative, you have no brain.
Yeah.
And maybe Jesus just was like, you know, experience taught him. He's got to be more, you know, a little more alpha, a little more aggressive.
Yeah. After a few millennia, he kind of hardened up.
I don't know. Yeah. It's worth listening to. And I hope people got a lot out of that. I think that was really helpful.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sure the comments will, you know, be very positive.
Yes.
There'll be no strangers telling us to repent.
Yeah.
We're not doing a punch down of the week this week. We're taking a week off of that. But I did watch a special. This is embarrassing. It's called Money Never Wakes. And it's Nathan. Look up Money Never Wakes. I know the guy. And I'm forgetting his last.
Not McIntosh.
Yes.
Nathan McIntosh?
Nathan McIntosh.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's on YouTube. It was, I think Jason Zinnemann had referenced it last year as like one of the best, his favorite like YouTube special.
Yeah.
So I watched it. It was 45 minutes. It fit right into my day like perfectly. And first couple of minutes, I was like, okay, it's. But then about 4 minutes in, hits his stride when he's talking about airplanes. He's taking like different topics.
I love him.
Oh, you do?
I used to work on his podcast.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He's a friend of mine. Yeah. I mean, like, I haven't been as like close with him in the last couple of years at like post pandemic or whatever. He's coming on my show, Mike Coscarelli Rules, in the next couple of weeks. But I've always thought he was super funny and an awesome guy. Canada, he was like a rock star in Canada. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
I hated his special.
No, you didn't.
I changed my mind.
No, you didn't.
I haven't seen that.
Nate has always been great to me. And I, again, like, he was one of the few guys that, like, when I was hanging around in the Village a lot, I would see him. And before he kind of, like, he's having success now. Mm-hmm. But before that, I would see him and he would always be really good, you know? Yeah. And anyway.
Well, I liked his special.
Good. I am happy to hear
that. I don't like to sort of be cucked on my own show where it's like, I hate comedy, JL. I'm sorry. I just hate it. I don't want to hear about your comedy. Nathan McIntosh?
I've literally decided to work on your show for you, JL.
Love it. Nathan McIntosh.
What do you mean you're getting cucked? How much money have I made from this show? You want to see my bank account? Been working for free for a year. I love you to death.
Well, to make it fair, I've been spending all my other money on FanDuel.
I sympathy
losses.
Yeah.
But he does. When I tell you he's talking about like travel, you'd think, oh, it's remarkable because he finds new angles to talk about travel. Yeah. A very generic sort of overdone topic. He talks about fights on airplanes and I thought it was hilarious when he was like, we shouldn't be boarding in rows. We should be boarding in weight classes. And it's really funny. And it's 45 minutes. It's on YouTube. I'm glad I watched it because I had heard about it for a while and I was sort of missing something to watch. And I said, oh, there's a perfect time to like, you know, check in on a special I've heard good things about. So yeah. Money Never Wakes is the title. It's all about like economics and wealth. It's really, and he is a very like, and I remember seeing him when he was much younger, like myself.
Yeah.
And he really like figured out not only his style, but his delivery, his persona. Like yeah. it has been this, now he's who he is. Yeah. Like now that's what he does. But it's a really good special. It was really good. So Money Never Wakes, go watch it. And you know, I think Money Theme is a perfect special to recommend from what I hear with Republican Jesus.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Yep.
Everybody, thanks for watching. I hope this pleased you. 50% of this room really liked this episode.
And I did not dislike it.
I will say to you, check out my Patreon. Check out my new special on Amazon Prime, Half Blackface. I got shows coming up. I got all that. Go to my website, jlcomedy.com. Follow Slickback Studios on Instagram and YouTube. And
YouTube, yeah.
And be sure to watch and like my videos only on Slickback Studios Instagram page because we're lagging and that's on you guys.
We are lagging. We could use some help, guys.
That is on you guys specifically.
Yeah.
So thank you and I will see you next Thursday.